Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Today is the last episode with Brother Lai. Hello, Lai, how are you?
Hey, Sammy, I'm doing well, and I hope you're doing well as well.
Yeah, I'm doing great in God's grace. Yes. So thank you so much for sharing your personal stories and also your current ministries. So today, I'm excited to hear your perspective on how God would use Asian Americans for God's kingdom.
Absolutely.
Awesome, great. So my first question for you is, what are the potentials for next generation Asian Americans to advance God's kingdom?
You know, Sammy, I believe the potential for next generation Asian Americans to advance God's kingdom has the ability to impact both our country here in the U.S. and the countries from which their parents came from. For instance, if my friend Yai, the guy that I led to Christ, who's from Thailand, if he were to retire and go back to Thailand, he will become a missionary in his own heartland, sharing it with his own family and friends there. But if his son stays in America, then he may become useful for God's kingdom in America. Since he speaks both English and Thai, God may use his son to create a Thai Bible study or a church here in North Carolina. You know, Yai's son is not yet a Christian, but when he does, I believe God will have a great plan for his life to live out the gospel and share with others here.
That's great. I think that's very encouraging because I came as a first-generation immigrant, but I can see my children, they are second generations. They were born and grew up here, but God can use them in a powerful way in America and all around the world. So I can definitely say God has a special plan
for the
immigrants and their children.
That's
right. God's glory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Lai, how do you think younger generation Vietnamese Americans or immigrants' descendants can be involved in evangelism and discipleship?
You know, I think that's a very important question. You know, our younger generation of Vietnamese Americans and immigrants are being groomed to grow in their faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, even in our present day. 3 weeks ago, my mother of 75 years old accepted Christ into her life in a Vietnamese church in Fable.
Amen.
You know, and I have intentionally been praying for her for the last 24 years and taken her to this Vietnamese church over the last 3 months. And by God's grace, she heard the gospel many times and became a Christian. Praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Now, by taking her to this church, I have built relationships with the Vietnamese believers there, and was asked by several parents to disciple their son, who recently came to the Lord a couple of months ago and was baptized there. The problem with that is that the pastor doesn't speak very good English and was unable to disciple him personally. So the parents asked me if I would disciple him, since I know English, but I do not know Vietnamese.
Yeah.
So, and that's the case with their son. He knows English, born outside of the U.S., but came here learning just English.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a good thing for me to do. And so I decided to go ahead and disciple the young man. So since this is a fairly new church plant, they don't really have a youth ministry. So I agreed, and I now meet with this 13-year-old teenager by phone every Thursday evening for about 45 minutes for a Bible study. So I've been showing him how to pray and have a daily quiet time with God. And as we go through the book of John, I am showing him how to study the Bible and meditate and memorize scripture. Now, I believe by me pouring into this young Asian American teen, he'll be more useful in fulfilling the plan God has entrusted to him in following Christ. You know, disciple making has to be an ongoing process and the key for our future generations of Christ followers. Who knows if this young man will become a future pastor, you know, or a ministry leader in his church.
That's right.
He's only 13, but God can even use 13-year-olds to groom him for future use.
That's right.
We must disciple the younger generation and see God work in their lives to share the gospel and disciple new believers. It's got to be an ongoing process.
Yeah, that's very exciting. I remember Charles Spurgeon began to preach when he was about 16-year-old.
Yes.
So maybe God can use the younger teenager for his glory. Yeah. How can Anglo churches partner with immigrant churches, or majority churches partner with immigrant churches to reach diverse community?
That's a very good question as well. I believe this is an important step in fulfilling the Great Commission. As the Anglo churches reach out to our community with the gospel, they will inevitably reach people of different ethnicities. More and more we see internationals and immigrants moving into our communities. God is bringing people from all nationalities into our presence, and these internationals may be few in number, and only a handful may follow Christ. So they may participate in Anglo churches if they cannot find a church in their own heart language. Don't you agree, Sammy?
Yes, I do.
So when churches see the need for partnering with people of different languages and open their doors to share a ministry space for new church plants, it opens the doors of God's kingdom to expand and grow. We have a wonderful resource here within the Baptist Day Convention in our church planning team to help new churches partner with established churches, whether they're prospering or whether they're declining or dying. Mm-hmm. And in many cases, when we partner these churches together with a Hispanic community or an Asian community of believers, we start to see the church revitalize and
right.
grow.
Mm. That's great. Well, La, you're a webmaster at the Baptist Day Convention, so that's your full-time work and you do ministry. My question is, how can the next generation use technology to advance God's kingdom? So I'm very, very excited to hear your from your expertise, because
sure.
you're in the technological world. So
sure.
Please tell us.
So believe it or not, our next generation already use current technologies. Mm. Our children are using mobile phones and tablets at a very young age. I heard of 5-year-olds with tablets, and elementary kids now using mobile phones, mm-hmm. which is unbelievable. But we use technology to intentionally reach our younger pastors with the gospel message and resources. We can see change among our generation believers, our next generation believers. Since I'm the webmaster at the Baptist Day Convention, I have been intentionally showing churches and associations around the state to have a community presence with their website. You know, it's our business card to our community. We are here. We're here for you, and we're local to you. So if the local churches have a good website that shows our community that we are active in their lives, and you will see more people impacted by the gospel if they see that we're present. If they have a social media presence like a Facebook account, the church will impact the believers within that community, and also their family members, because they share these things mm-hmm. on their personal right. Facebook accounts. So they see what they're doing in the church families. Mm. The World Wide Web and current technologies can be used by God for good. Mm. And we just need the older generation to learn and utilize the technologies for God's glory so that we can engage the younger generation more effectively. And I think that's where the disconnect comes in. Mm-hmm. As technology improves and grows, the older generation loses touch with mm-hmm. what the younger generation is using. Mm-hmm. So that's a constant learning process. The older must learn what the younger have in order to connect mm-hmm. you know, more and engage more with the younger generation.
Right, exactly. 'Cause my children are Generation Z. I mean, they always have something on their hands and palms. And
right.
personally, I try to keep my hands clean as best as I can. And I mostly keep my Bible on my hands rather than my phone. But when I have the phone, I try to use it for God's glory, to share the gospel. For example, showing Jesus film in my app to the this refugees and all of that. And I saw your Facebook post that you post God's word almost every day.
That's
and
right.
I think that's a great way to use technology to advance God's kingdom.
Well, just right. think about it. If you have 300 to 500 friends on Facebook mm-hmm. and you share a daily devotion mm-hmm. of your time spent with God and what you've learned from him, mm-hmm. just imagine of all the people that shared your post mm-hmm. reaching another 500, another 1,000, maybe 10,000 if it's a really popular post. Mm-hmm. Just imagine how much people will see impact by the word of God.
That's
alone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If more of my Christian brothers and sisters did this, mm-hmm. Sharing God's word on Facebook, mm-hmm. you'll start to see the face of Facebook change mm-hmm. as more people see positive things come from the Bible versus mm-hmm. the negative news we see in the media today.
Mm-hmm. Listeners, use your smartphone for God's glory, not for the entertainment, but for using it for God's glory. My last question for you, Lai, is how can the next generation Asian Americans impact world missions and other races in the United States?
Well, that's a good question. Our next generation Asian Americans will be key to reaching the lost within our international communities here and abroad. You know, as sinful human beings, we gravitate to people with the same language and background as our own. Mm. And, you know, it's part of our nature to feel comfortable and trust people that look like us and speak the same language. With that in mind, how can Asian Americans impact world missions in other races in the U.S.? One way is by partnering Anglo churches with non-Anglo churches. If that's not possible for some new church plants, then they can meet together in homes like the beginning churches in the book of Acts, as we see in the Bible. In fact, that may be what we'll be doing in the future anyway, as we see more and more pressure coming from the media about hate speech and hate language. Mm-hmm. We may see churches deteriorate in the future as we see the Lord returning soon. Mm. The church is the gathering of believers, whether it's two believers meeting together over the phone on opposite sides of the world, or, you know, a group that meets in a room in someone's house or in a church building somewhere. My friend Yai, is, as an example, he met with in his restaurant with the Bible study with two people since he couldn't find any Thai churches in North Carolina. So Yai invited a fellow Thai cook to join in the Bible study, and she became a believer just recently this year. And that's the power of God unto salvation, to meet with us wherever we are.
That's right.
You know, even if we're the only believer in the state, like Yai was at the time, you know, God can multiply that through the gospel message, through Yai, with other like-minded ties.
Right.
The key comes from Hebrews 10, 23 through 25. It says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who is promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." You know, I know one thing for sure, and that is God is at work to save the lost until Jesus returns.
Man.
I want to be part of that, of God's plan, even if it's a very small part of it.
Amen. Well, thank you, Brother Lai. Thank you so much for sharing your vision and perspective on the Asian Americans to be used by God for God's kingdom. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited about what God is going to do through you in the future to lead more people to Him.
Yes. Praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Listeners, thank you for listening. If you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministry Sister Podcast and subscribe it. And you can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.